Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So the first question is about the health of the nails. It's an interesting question because I did an article a long time ago, actually, and I think it was published by Life Extension, maybe a couple other. It was more like a blog, so it was online, and it had some of the largest like number of shares and stuff. People are very interested in this, and how, you know, hair, nails, skin can really reflect, you know, overall health. Even the oral cavity, like the tongue, even your eyes, how that can reflect what else might be going on in your body. So here's the question. I have had ridges in my nails, my thumb and ring finger, for years. A friend said I should see my doctor. Is that true? Well, it kind of depends. I think if there is a ridge, and usually a ridge is perpendicular to the to your finger, that's what a ridge usually is. And if it develops quickly, yeah, I think that's something you want to see. Now, if it's been there a long time and you don't have any other symptoms, I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that. I mean, it wouldn't hurt. I mean, there are some things your doctor can check, but definitely, if it's something that develops pretty quickly, and you have other symptoms like you feel tired, constipated, maybe you're having some hair issues like brittle hair, not just brittle nails, but brittle hair as well. Those could be signs of hypothyroidism. So that would be one thing that I would check. If the ridges develop quickly, yeah, definitely go see your doctor. And your doctor's probably going to want to do a thyroid panel. Maybe check your B12 status. One thing about the thyroid panel, too, when I say panel, I mean panel. I think too many times conventional doctors, the only thing they check is something called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. That's not enough. TSH is not it's just not very sensitive at picking out hypothyroidism. It's weird. The higher the TSH, the lower the thyroid hormone production. So the higher the TSH means hypothyroidism, low thyroid production. The problem is most conventional doctors allow a TSH to get up above, say, 4 on a test. And I think that's too high. I think an optimal TSH that reflects probably optimal thyroid health is probably around 1 or 2. But I think you should do more than just a TSH. If you have ridges in your nails, they develop quickly, go get a thyroid panel. That would include TSH, but also a total T4. T4 is the hormone that's actually made in the thyroid gland, and then a free T3. See, what happens is the thyroid gland produces T4. That travels out to the tissues, and it's converted to T3. T3 is really the active form of the hormone. So a thyroid panel really should be looking at TSH, total T4, and a free T3. You might also throw in there some antibodies to make sure you don't have something called Hashimoto's. So maybe ask your doctor for a Hashimoto's check, and they're going to look for thyroid antibodies. Hashimoto's is the most common cause of low thyroid in this country, and it's an autoimmune disorder. So you might want to check that as well. So do a thyroid panel. Also look at your B12 level. B12 is a little bit tougher because in many cases, if you absorb B12 really well, even just eating fruits, your B12 level can like shoot way up. And it can, and a lot of doctors will look at that and they'll be like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? How much B12 are you taking or whatever? And it doesn't really mean you're overdoing it with a supplement or food. It just means you absorb it really well. B12 is very transient in the body. It goes up and down quickly. And on the flip side of that, some people have really low levels, which might be a sign that they're not absorbing B12 very well. So what we're really looking at in the case of ridges in the nail is that low level. You might want to consider having a B12 level check. But if it's high, don't worry about it. If it's low, that might be an indication that you're having ridges. Now, you can't just take B12 if it's low, because what's probably happening, B12 B12 requires something called the intrinsic factor. It's a protein in the gut to absorb into your bloodstream. And so a lot of people with low B12, you could do all the B12 supplements you want. You can eat all the B12 food you want, but you just don't have that intrinsic factor to absorb it. And so what you need is maybe a shot of B12 or a sublingual B12 that dissolves under your tongue. That would be better than doing a standard supplement. So check your thyroid, check your B12. That's definitely for acute ridges. Now somebody, so this question though is about, let's see, for this person says they've had ridges in the nails for years. So it wouldn't hurt maybe to check these things. So maybe I'm going to change my answer. Yeah, if you get ridges in the nail, whether acute or not, yeah, just go get a thyroid panel, check your B12. Try to hydrate the cuticles with essential oils. That can help a little bit. If that helps without doing anything else, then it's probably not your thyroid or not B12. But why not just go get a thyroid panel and B12 check. Okay. Yeah, so I changed my answers. So the question is, should I see my doctor? Yes. If you got ridges in your nails, go see your doctor. and have your doctor look at a thyroid panel and a B12 level, and then try some essential oils. Okay. See, even doctors are allowed to change their mind right in the middle of an answer. How's that? Okay, we're going to go to a question about acetaminophen. Acetaminophen is an anti-pain, anti-inflammatory. The most common brand name, I'm going to say it, it's okay, is Tylenol, just so everybody knows what I'm talking about. So acetaminophen, the most common brand is Tylenol. So the question is, new research said the dangers of acetaminophen are, quote, underestimated, end quote. That concerns me because I use it and give it to my kids. Should I stop it? Yeah, so there was a report, at Life Extension as the senior scientist. I have the fortunate benefit of seeing a lot of current, news stories, health news stories. You know, we produce a daily newsletter, and one of my jobs here is to approve the content that is used in that newsletter. I don't think it's daily anymore. I think we went to weekly, but... So I'm constantly receiving from the writer of the newsletter. She her name's Dana Dye. She's been with Life Extension for like 30 years. She sends me all this almost on a daily basis. Like, here's some ideas. Here's some things I want to write about. And I actually saw this. I saw this, I guess I want to say a couple days ago, where they're now, a lot of doctors are concerned that we're not teaching people enough about the dangers of acetaminophen. The real danger to this drug is the liver. What happens is acetaminophen can deplete an important antioxidant for the liver called glutathione. And when the liver loses glutathione, that's really bad because that one antioxidant, glutathione, it's an intrinsic antioxidant. Your body makes it. It's one of the most potent antioxidants known in the human body. It's pretty much used by the liver. And when the liver doesn't have any, the liver becomes more prone to damage from all the toxins that it's trying to detoxify. So glutathione is incredibly important to the liver. And acetaminophen knocks out glutathione levels. There's the problem. Now, it's all about dose, though. And that's the answer to this question. Should I stop it? That's what she's... No, I don't think you have to stop it. I think you just have to be aware of how much you're using. And here's the problem. Acetaminophen is in so many other products. You might get Tylenol that's just pure acetaminophen. And then you also get an anti-fever or a cold product that also has some acetaminophen in it that you don't even know about, that you're not even reading in the label. So it's just really important when it comes to these over-the-counter drugs, you got to look at the label and make sure you stick to the suggested dosing of acetaminophen. Don't be mixing it from other products. That's the key thing. And take some glutathione. That would help. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.